So today in the gospel of the man born blind, if you really kind of focus on this gospel, it kind of helps us to look at what are some of our blind areas in our lives. There are areas in our lives that are known to ourselves and that are known to others. This is what you call public areas. For example, my name is Steve. And I know my name is Steve, and you know that my name is Steve, right? Or I'm a priest. Last time I checked, I'm a priest. I know I'm a priest, and you know that I'm a priest. Public areas, right? But there are also areas in our lives that are known to others, but not known to us. This is what I call blind areas in our lives, or bad breath areas. So one time, I was eating with some friends, and I got an emergency call over at the Los Gatos Hospital right here. So I just quickly went over and anointed the sick patient, and the whole family was gathered. And then afterwards, one of the nieces kind of tapped me on the shoulder and just gave me a breath mint. I said, well, I mean, it's not... Why? I was in a rush. I was in a rush. I had no idea that I was smelling like garlic all over, right? So, oh, okay. Something I didn't know, but everybody else knew in that hospital, but they didn't bother to tell me, right? And the characters in the gospel today represent some of these blind areas or bad breath areas. The man born blind, he's healed, and he can actually see again. Yet, he's still blind. He's still blind to the details. Just like when you meet someone for the first time and you say, well, my name is so-and-so and your name is so-and-so, and then you talk, and by the end of the conversation, you don't remember the person's name because you were not paying attention to the details. Right? The man born blind, he was healed, but he can't really remember who this person, who was this person that healed him. Who was this man? Was he a teacher? Was he? I thought he was a prophet. Right? So he asks, who is he so that I may believe in him? And Jesus cures this blindness to the details, by saying, I am he, Jesus, the Son of God. And the Pharisees are also blind. They're blind to pride. And they're blind to a set predisposition. Have you ever talked to people who are really one-sided, and they just have their mind already made up? And you can lay it down with all the logical reasoning, and they'll go, no, no. Because I've already made up my mind. Doesn't matter what you say to me, it is what it is. So the Pharisees, they've already made up their mind. They've already made up their decision to be against, anti-Jesus, even before a word comes out of the blind man's mouth. And they say, this man is not from God. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't know where this one is from. But Jesus, again, cures their blindness when he says, I came into the world so that those who do not see might see, and that those who do see might become blind. And this allows the Pharisees to go deeper, and they ask themselves, well, surely we are not blind, are we? Well, yes, you are blind. We are blind to pride and a set of preset dispositions. So Jesus, he's asking us this week, focus on our blind areas. Focus on our bad breath areas. Areas that are known to others, but perhaps not known to us. And how do we discover our blind areas? Well, what did the Pharisees do? What did the blind man born blind do? They asked. The man born blind, the blind to details, asked, who is he, sir, that I may believe? The Pharisees asked, surely we are not blind, are we? So this week I ask you to ask. Ask those that are around us. What are some of my blind areas? What are some of my bad breath areas? Ask Jesus. What are some areas that I don't know about myself, but you do? Let me give you an example here. I'm a very very competitive person, and you know, Sandy played golf with me. You know, I don't like to lose. Did I beat you that time? No, did you? Okay, you beat me. Okay, all right. I don't like to lose, and usually this is a good quality, right? Be competitive, you know, be motivated, have a sense of passion. It's a good thing. And when I was in school, in elementary school, I wanted to be the smartest. I wanted to be the fastest. I wanted to be the strongest. I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the most popular. All these things. And I ran for all these positions for school sports teams, and I ran for the school president, and I made sure I won because I was very competitive, and I was going to make sure that others were going to lose. And I won by a landslide, right? And I thought, well, I must be doing well. I must be doing well at what I'm doing, right? But then I realized 2 weeks after the election, 2 weeks after I won, recess time, right? So we go to the playground, and I realized I'm by myself. I realized a sense of coldness from my friends. I said, what's going on here? Like, I'm the president, and nobody's hanging out with me. Why am I alone by myself? What is this? So I asked some of my friends, well, is everything okay? Are you okay? Everything okay? Right? And I said, well, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's all good. Well, how come you guys are avoiding me? How come I'm all alone by myself? And I said, well, Stephen, do you really want to know? So, I don't know, maybe I don't want to know. But now that you ask, yes, I do want to know. What's going on? Right? Well, to tell you the truth, Steve, it's not fun. It's not fun hanging out with you. Because you always have to win. And you always have to be better than us at everything. And every time we hang out with you, you make us feel inferior to you. Oh. Oh, I said, oh, how come you never told me? Well, you never asked, right? Blind area, bad breath area, something that everybody, all my friends knew, but I had no idea. In order for us to discover our blind areas, you got to ask. You got to ask those that are closest around us. You got to ask Jesus. And you got to ask in a way that you're open and that you are vulnerable to grow in our lives, right? Again, as a competitive person, as a person that's driven, it's hard. It's very hard for me to go backwards, or it's hard to take criticism. Do you like to take criticism? It's, oh, I can't wait. Just come roast me, you know? Nobody likes to take criticism, right? And in fact, you know, when it comes to politics and when it comes to religion, right? Those who are running, you know, who are mayors, governors, all these things, and religious leaders, you know, everybody and their moms tell you how to run the state, run the city, or run the country. Everybody and their moms, they tell you how to run the church, and you should do this and you should do that, right? And I've been a priest for 4 years, and I get a lot. And it gets me confused sometimes. I don't know what I should be doing. Because they say, well, Father, you talk too short. No, you talk too long. You talk too soft. You talk too loud. You are too boring. You tell too many jokes. You're not serious enough. Well, you're too young to relate with adults. You're too old to relate with the kids. You are too theological. You just tell too many stories. Well, you are too liberal. You are too conservative. Huh. What do I do? I get it all, right? And before, I would be all like, so what's your problem? What's your issue? What's the real issue? It's you don't have an issue with me. Maybe you had some problem in your childhood, you know? maybe you have a problem. I get it. You had a problem with your dad, and you're thinking I'm like your dad, and go see a shrink, no? Or I'd get all defensive or be dismissive, right? But now I try. Whomever I encounter, I try. I try to be more open. I try to be more vulnerable and see, well, this person, whatever this person is telling me, is this perhaps a, what kind of area? A blind area in my life. What this person has to say to me, will this help me grow as a priest to better serve you? And not just as a priest, but will this person help me grow as a man? Become a better person in general, right? And at the end of the day, I pray and I ask Jesus, well, Jesus, help me. Help me to grow. Help me to see and please reveal my blind areas so that I can grow and become a better priest, so that I can become a better person, a better man. And I find that kind of approach has been much more liberating, right? And much more fruitful in my life. So I ask you, perhaps consider doing the same thing. Ask this week. Like the man born blind asking, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Like the Pharisees, surely we are not blind, are we? Ask around this week. Ask those who are closest to you. Ask your parents. Ask your grandparents. Ask your spouse. Ask your children. Ask your grandchildren. Ask your friends. Ask your coworkers. Ask Jesus. What are my blind areas? What are my bad breath areas? Tell me something that you know that I don't know about myself, right? Can you help me discover my blind areas so that I can grow as a person and grow spiritually in my relationship with Jesus Christ this week?